Hey, good morning, tribe. So I'm shooting a video while I'm out walking, so I don't want you to freak out when you hear all the birds and the wind, so I apologize for that. But this morning, I want to just tell y'all about my mornings, and then I want to tell you two things that kind of was, I don't know if it's an epiphany, but it's something I definitely wanted you guys to hear about why I really think things have changed for me in my life. Because I was looking back on my past, and I was listening to these audios this morning of just some motivational stuff that I like to listen to, because I like to start my day like with my mind in the right mindset. And one of the things that they were talking about was just like, you know, examining your past and all this other kind of junk. So as I'm walking, I'm thinking about my past, and you know, to be honest, it just was never set up for me to be who I am. You know, it was, and I want you to suspend belief for a second, because I'm fixing to tell you how it totally was set up for me to be who I am. But when I look back, all the years that I ate and all the years that I I remember, even though I was successful in my job, I always told myself that I would always have to struggle. I would always, because I wasn't educated, that, you know, the best I could hope for was like, you know, just making enough to cover my bills. I mean, for me, because of how I grew up, that was my mindset for so many years. I just always believed that as long as you could just cover your bills, that was like living the dream. Because my mom, she literally couldn't even cover the bills the entire time I was growing up. I mean, even when I got out of high school and my mom had a decent job, we had so much debt accrued from her sending us to private school and just, you know, just life. It wasn't like we were big spenders. She just had a lot of money that she had to dole out in tuition, and she had to borrow to have that. And then, you know, she didn't want us to not ever be able to do anything while we were in school. So it just was costly. And so I just remember growing up and my mom telling me to, you know, she always talked about life, not in big ways, like, you know, you're going to be better and you're going to, you know, be such a success and everything. It was like, you know, don't screw up like I did. You know, that was, it was very limiting, you know, in the way she spoke. And so that, you know, formed some beliefs in me that in my 20s and early 30s, you know, I didn't know that I had. That's why I find it so important to talk to you guys about this stuff, because a lot of you are in your 40s and 50s and you've never been taught how to look at what your limiting beliefs are and what you've established and how to change them. Beliefs are not set in stone. They're just there. They're just thoughts that are coming in. Now, they may come in habitually because you've thought them for so long. They may feel very true. That does not make them true. It just makes them feeling as if they're true because you're thinking them and you're not changing the conversation. So I look back and I think, okay, what are the two big things that helped me get over myself, essentially? Like, what is it that changed for me? Because in my 30s, when I had Logan, I had certain mindsets. One, this is my life. What have I done to myself? We're never gonna, like, I don't know. Like, Chris, he made okay money. I mean, he made decent money and stuff. But I just had this idea that we were always still gonna just get by. You know, and then I had this baby and I was sleep deprived and I was really overweight. And I had this belief that my life was just waking up each day and this is what you got. And when you do that, when you wake up each day and you just look at your life as if this is what you have, your life better be fucking spectacular or you're going to go through the motions every single day and just like, take what you get. Just react to what's going on. Yeah, I mean, there'll be moments where it's good and stuff, but most of the time, there will feel like you're just kind of just going along. Life will feel neutral. you will feel, today I'm tired. And all of that, like, what I call just like living in the land of mediocrity, it never feels real bad, but it never feels real good either. And you risk feeling bad more often because you're sitting around waiting for blessings to fall upon you rather than going out and creating them. So when I look back, one of the things that really changed for me was taking a look at my life and a shit ton of bricks fell on me. There's got to be more out there. It finally dawned on me. If I don't like what's happening, I have to be the one that does something about it. I have to quit waiting on Chris to save me or my parents to somehow raise me different. You know, the raising was over. I had to quit waiting on that moment. And I really think that was so huge for me. It was that just deciding to own. You know, I have to be the one that's going to dream big for me. And if I can't dream big, then I have to be the one that, like, changes my mindset around what am I doing. And, you know, and it was like that whole idea. I just said, I'm going to lose weight. And I didn't know if I was going to lose all of it. But I tell you what I did know. That I was going to figure it out. And that allowed me to be a turtle. Because when my belief system changed from I've got to lose weight by this date and I need to lose this many pounds, and in that frantic fury and bullshit like cycle that I always was on, when I just decided I was figuring this out because I was going to change my life, was just so done with just living in this mediocrity and settling and worry and disappointment all the time and blips of happy happening. It was everything. It opened the door for me to really believe that it didn't matter how long it took because I was going to figure this out. It quit putting the rush to get out of where I was because I didn't believe that I was going to be happier when I lost the weight. I believed that I was going to figure out right now what I needed to be doing for me to change things. Because whatever I was doing was going to be for the rest of my life. And that took all of that pressure off. Now, I'm not saying there wasn't some times where I yearned for it to be faster and stuff. But that's where number two lesson comes in. And the second one is, for the first time in my life, I was really prepared and ready to be disappointed. And disappointed a lot. I had to feel disappointment. I had spent so many years avoiding disappointment and yet living in it day after day after day. I didn't want to feel disappointed, so I would eat so I wouldn't have to look at my life, so that I could avoid what was going on around me. And then yet I would wake up each day so disappointed that, you know, life wasn't better, that I wasn't losing weight, all these things. And then because I was feeling disappointed, I was always on the lookout for what was disappointing me and then eating to try to avoid it again. When I decided to lose weight, and I'm going to tell you honestly, building this business has been one of the biggest, I know this sounds crazy, disappointments of my life. Not that it's not good, so don't hear me wrong on this. But for the first time in my life, I'm willing to be disappointed in myself. I'm willing to be disappointed in other people and stuff, but it's because of I'm willing to feel it and I'm not willing to blame anyone anymore for it. And that has been a huge shift, because the moment that I was allowing myself to truly be disappointed by the scale and understand it was because of how I was thinking about it, it also allowed me to decide what I was going to need to think and feel to keep going. When I was allowing myself to truly be disappointed in overeats and stuff, and I don't mean shaming myself. It's a whole different, shame and disappointment are two vastly different feelings. But when I was ready and willing to be disappointed at the pace, disappointed that I overate and stuff, I was very willing to examine. Rather than avoiding disappointment, started feeling it. And I started looking for reasons that were causing it. I always know it was my thoughts and feelings, but it's like, yeah, if it's my thoughts and feelings about an action that I'm doing that's not going to get me closer to my goals, hell, I can control that. And that's been everything for me. You know, I was thinking this morning about, you know, a lot of you wonder, you know, how is it that I do so well now and stuff? And it's like, I think it's because I actively practice challenging everything that I think about and everything that I believe at all times. I don't think that you just arrive at something. It's like I'm in the habit of always examining, what am I thinking and believing right now? And when I don't feel right, why? And I always am open to the idea of it's all on me. Like, it has to be something I'm thinking and feeling. I no longer cruise the world and look for my excuses and my blame and my, like, if only they would, or compare myself. It's always like I just shift immediately into, this feeling is my fault somehow, so what am I thinking to generate it? And that changes everything. And right now I'm going through another cycle of, like, and I think a lot of you who lose some weight and start feeling really good and stuff, we kind of quit asking ourselves, what's next? This is so much better than it used to be. We get comfortable in feeling better that we forget we have longer term goals. We have more we want to accomplish. And in order to do that, guess what? You got to start being disappointed in yourself again. You got to start challenging your beliefs. You got to start, like, going back through the discomfort and stuff again. And a lot of times the lure of doing better than you've ever done just feels so good that you don't, that you quit on who you want to be. Eventually, where you're at becomes habitualized. And you don't want to fall back into that place of feeling like you never got there. So I just want to challenge all of you, if there was two things I could tell you to do in order to change today, that would be, one, stop using your past as a tool against you. I look at my past and I think about how I used it for so many years to explain why it's hard for me now. And now I look at my past and I use it to explain how I want things different. What do I want? You know, how do I want to be a better mother than my mother? Not because I think she did a shitty job, but it's like, it's my invitation to level up my mothering game. My mother taught me things I wanted to do, and she taught me a lot of things that I don't want to do. And that's fine. Like, I don't need to hate her for it. I don't need to not like my parents for the job they did. It's such a waste of energy. I don't need to hate the bullies and, you know, wish that society was different when I was little and all the things. It's like, I just want to look at it and just be like, how can I use my past to give me hope for a better future? Because if you got a real shitty past, you need to quit thinking you have a real shitty past. You need to start thinking about, what is it about this past that helps me create the vision of what I want for me? And then leave it at that. And the other one is, be willing to be disappointed in yourself, guys. You're going to overeat. You're going to blow your plan. You're going to do all kinds of stuff. Quit beating yourselves up and stuff and just feel a little disappointment. It's so natural. Because if you thought you'd be on plan and you didn't, it's normal to be disappointed. And let that disappointment cause you to question how you can do it differently next time. Let it question, you know, what were you thinking in that moment that you need to be hyper aware of next time, so that when that thought flies in to eat something, you can just be like, oh yeah, that's that bullshit thing I tell myself that makes eating so much easier. Allow it to question. And my other piece of advice, this is just like a bonus. There is nothing better than starting your day in your own brain. If you ever want to truly change your life, you want to feel better, and you want to start noticing that you're going through life not just feeling tired or stressed or overwhelmed or like just going through the motions or feeling just okay. Like a lot of you, I rarely will ask somebody how you feeling and they'll be like, you know what, I'm just feeling fucking amazing today. Like, oh my gosh, this is great. Most people, when people ask you how you're feeling, you'll be like, good, fine, tired, I'm doing okay. Like, is that good enough? You know, a lot of us have great lives. We have really good lives. We don't have a lot of bullshit and stuff. But then when we really evaluate the feelings we feel on an average day, fucking amazing isn't one of them. Great isn't one of them. Complete gratitude, love, appreciation, excitement, all those things. Most of us would never be like, oh yeah, every day, that's me. Joy, like, no. And the problem is because it's that lack of self-awareness. So it doesn't matter if you have a life where you're like, man, I got a lot of shit to change. Or if you've got a life like, you know, it's pretty great. I just need to get this weight thing under control. No matter what it is, you got to like decide how you're going to start feeling and work for it and start getting self-aware. So every day I start my day with positivity. I try not to put junk in my head. Like, I try not to get on social media. I try not. Now, I'm not saying I'm 100% perfect, but I can tell the days that I don't do it. Like, today's one of those days that I had to take an extra 10 minutes of just reflection because I pulled up my email, and of course, there's hater mail in there. And it's like, don't start your day like that. Get up that extra 10 minutes if you can and just lay there and think about what you want for today and what you're willing to feel and what you want to feel at the end of the day. And just believe in yourself for a few minutes. You have to, if you ever want to believe in yourself, you got to practice believing in yourself. You got to think about believing in yourself. You got to visualize believing in yourself. But I start every day, usually with a big long walk. I feel so blessed to be able to do that. It's one of the benefits of owning my own business. I'd rather work late at night, but have a couple hours in the morning to myself. But figure out when your time can be. We all can get it. I don't care if it's in a car. Get it. If it's on a toilet, you owe it to yourself to get it. Don't use your life as an excuse anymore to not think, to not like just take a few moments to think about you and your life. But I start every day like this, and I listen to podcasts. A lot of you listen to me. I have my people I like to listen to, and so often they inspire me and they make me challenge how I'm thinking and what I'm teaching you guys. So that's what happened this morning. So I was just walking, listening to some content that was going to lift me up, but I thought, you know, this is stuff I would love to work into some of the tribe trainings. Next thing I know, I was inspired. So I hope you enjoyed it. It was longer than I thought it would be. I thought it would be like 5 minutes. It's now almost 18. But y'all have a day where you create and you feel whatever it is you want. When you're listening to this, take 1 minute to think about, no matter what time it is, you got time before you go to bed to generate whatever feeling it is you want. And all you have to do is think on purpose. Go back to a happy memory. Do something. But we got to break the cycle of just feeling how we feel because it's presented to us by the world. That shit don't work no more. Y'all have a good one.